Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Kurt Gowdy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm at the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, and I was not aware, and I tend not to listen to the news.
Why?
You know, well, it gives us 3 minutes to kind of, you know, go get a drink, go to the restroom, wash our hands, you know, do whatever. I don't know if you heard, but Norman Lear passed away. I guess it was yesterday.
And I don't know who that is.
That just shows you, A, we can no longer be acquaintances.
Who's Norman Lear?
And B, it shows you how young you are.
Well, just tell me what Norman Lear did.
Norman Lear, screenwriter and producer of some of the greatest shows of all time.
Okay.
You know, 70s, 80s, 90s, All in the Family, one of the most iconic shows of all time. Maude, Sanford and Son.
Oh, wow.
I still want to get me a Sanford and Son t-shirt.
Wow.
You know, some of those vintage One Day at a Time, The Jeffersons, Good Times with JJ.
Wow. Those are major shows. Those are iconic shows.
Passed away yesterday at the age of 101.
Wow. What a full life.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, speaking of producers, I had the pleasure of sharing the ringside or squared circle side with your boy, Mark Burnett.
I wish he was my boy.
Producer of Survivor.
Apprentice.
Apprentice, yeah.
I tried to get on The Apprentice as well.
Oh, a great guy. We had a great conversation. He actually suggested we take a photo sitting on the ring, so I haven't posted it on social media yet, but I'll share that later today.
And there's a reason I'm not on Survivor yet?
Well, I'm going to talk to him for you. I mean, we can work out. Maybe we do a tandem, you and I. Because we do everything together, Andy.
All right, you want the truth?
We're like best friends.
Well, we're really not. But do you want to know the
yeah.
I called you last week, I think it was, your birthday.
There was
something I reached out for?
Yeah.
I'm going to regret saying this. I'm going to regret doing this. I'm going to regret saying it. And I'm going to regret if it happens.
Okay.
I think we should apply for the Amazing Race.
Let's go. Did you apply already?
Well, no, because we have to do some things and do a video and do some other Mickey Mouse stuff, but... yeah.
All right.
See, the difference, I would do it with my wife, but we would kill each other and then get divorced.
Well, and if she has bad knees, like it's going to slow
you
down.
Yeah,
she can't do the race part.
She can't do any of it.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
She deals with you.
No,
but she can't race nothing.
She's going to have her knees replaced next year, so she can't. But I think, yeah, that's going to suck, though. Because with my luck, we'll get in.
Let's get it. I mean, I drove 10 hours from Salt Lake City straight to Denver, on a red eye.
It has nothing to do with driving.
No, it is. Like, it's endurance. You got to be physically fit, mentally fit, determined. You got to be disciplined.
All of that. Yeah. I mean, all of that.
Yeah. Hiking. I mean, I'm an adventurer.
It's really not hiking. You know, it's you're racing, and you don't see, kind of like what we talked about with the jewelry. You know, you don't know the backstory. You don't know, you know, is it lack of sleep, which I can do. I mean, again, no big deal. I'll sleep at the airport. I won't even go to the hotel.
Yeah.
You know, you have money for hotels, I'll, you know, pocket and we'll use it for food or whatever. I don't need hotels. I think it's fairly easy, but I think it's more the mental stuff. Like you have to learn a dance.
Okay.
And I think one of us would kill the other one of us who wasn't able to. I think we would probably even have an agreement that whoever lets the other one down does die.
Okay. All
right. Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like Russian roulette.
Okay.
But if we get eliminated because of you not doing your, because do you watch Amazing Race?
I've seen it.
Well, you know, they have these like a challenge, only you have to decide it's your turn, it's my turn, it's this. You don't know what the challenge is. Like the challenge of the other day, it had something to do with, there was two of them, you pick which one. One, you have to go pick these menu items and present them to four people at a table.
Okay.
And it was in French.
Okay.
Do you know French?
I do.
Do you really?
Je m'appelle Mathieu.
Yeah, you don't
know French. Yeah, that's French.
Okay. Then I should take my daughter who does know French. But they happened to pick the right thing, and they both spoke French. So they flew through this thing because they could see exactly what. So
my grandparents are from, or my grandmother is from Provence.
From what pond?
From Provence, from southern France.
Is that a lake or is that an ocean?
She came to the U.S. when she was like six, and so she spoke zero English. So my mom's half, I'm a quarter French. I took French in high school. So we could get by. As long as the Amazing Race takes place inside a bibliothèque, which is a library, then we're set. I say la vie. Randy Harris. Like, yeah, we could do the Amazing Race. And look, Mark Burnett, and I'm not trying to like make myself look good here.
Well, because you can't.
But one of the most complimentary things anyone's ever told me in my entire career ever or my life, he told me that I had an amazing smile, that my smile was just like genuine and authentic. And he watched me around the ring and like engaging with people. And he told me that I had a fantastic smile for like just the world needs more of that. So we sent in that audition tape. All I got to do is smile at the camera, and
well,
we're in.
I don't know if he's Amazing Race.
He's like everything.
Well, no, he is a lot
he's
of
like
it.
He's like everywhere. Like he's kind of like the person who
normally.
I mean, he's kind of in everything. So,
all right. So the NCAA, their committee got together, and like I tell everybody, I piss everybody off. Okay,
you do.
I think Bama should have been in the four.
Okay.
Okay, I do. I think the criteria, and as people are getting mad and jumping off bridges and whatever, there's criteria that they're supposed to look at. I get that they had FSU. I think they were even ranked three. The criteria is the four best teams. Okay?
Right.
I believe Alabama is a better team right now than FSU.
Okay.
Without the quarterback.
Right.
You know, they barely won with the third string. They won. Undefeated,
right.
Power Five, blah, 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 blah. If the criteria is the best four teams, and you are able to look at a missing player, coach, whatever, so that FSU falls into that, right?
Yep.
Here's where my problem is, and here's where I'm going to piss off people on both sides. I believe Bama is a better team than FSU.
Okay.
Bama came in at four. FSU came into five. As they're sitting there in these meetings, and I guess it was Saturday night and it went into, they went home to the hotel and then they came back on Sunday. I don't know anybody that is not a fan. Okay. I understand if you're a fan of either of these teams, what are you going to say? I don't know any neutral person on planet Pluto that believes right now, without the quarterback, that Florida State is better than Georgia.
Yeah, that's not.
Right?
There's nobody thinks
so that. If these old people that are sitting in there making these decisions and not with wins and losses, if you're going to tell me that Alabama is a better team right now than Florida State, which I think is true, how did you put FSU 5? Because FSU in this state without the quarterback is not better than Georgia.
No, not at all. Even with their quarterback, they're not better than Georgia.
Probably.
Like Georgia's a pro team in college. I mean, those guys are just dominant.
Somebody told me this. So if Bama beat Georgia by three, you're saying that Florida State is 2 points better than Alabama. If Georgia's 3 points, if Bama is 3 points better than Georgia, then that must mean Florida State, Bama is 2 points better than Florida State. It's not true.
Right.
Georgia... But here's where the problem is even going to go to a whole new level.
Okay.
Okay. So what they're saying, what I told J.P. Peterson, who's a big Florida State guy, is they should refuse to go.
Oh, boycott it.
Here's what they should do.
Okay.
They should agree to go. They should go.
And then not
they,
show up.
They should all come down with COVID.
Oh.
Then they can't play. Mm. Then the game's canceled.
Is COVID still around?
Yeah.
Are we still doing COVID now?
Yeah, we're still doing
it. Still doing shutdown.
Kelsey continues to show his shoulder.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he's doing two things at once.
Yeah.
So he's lying.
Did you see she just won Person of the Year? Taylor Swift, Person of the Year.
Kim Kardashian just won Male of the Year. Male Man of the Year.
So what did Bruce Jenner get?
Charged with vehicular homicide.
I thought he got off. Didn't he allegedly get off?
That was the old him.
Yeah. They're looking for Bruce. They can't find him. So that's my issue with that, is that I do believe Bama should be four,
okay.
But under that analogy, then Florida State should be six.
Can we expand it to six?
Well, it's 12.
Well, it's going to 12 next year.
Yeah, well, you can't.
Can we just do six this year and just let them go?
It would be great.
Like, because, I mean, let them play.
But here's where I said that the problem's going to be. Somebody, whatever team loses, okay, if the Georgia team that played for the SEC championship and the FSU team that played for the ACC championship, if those two teams go and play,
right?
I believe Georgia wins by 20.
Yeah, for
okay.
Sure.
But one of those teams and it's going to happen before, you know, the outcome, they're going to have players opt out. If you're going into the NFL.
Yeah, you're not going to take a chance of getting hurt. Not for a bowl game.
It means nothing. It means nothing to you personally.
Now, it might change now that there's NIL deals. These guys are getting paid in college now. So it might not be such a big risk to still finish out your college career, play in a bowl.
It's still a big deal because if you have the NIL, which is great, but if you're a one- or two-round draft pick and you get hurt in the bowl game.
It costs you millions.
It could cost you millions. You may not get drafted.
Who was the guy, the running back for the Buffalo Bills?
Gahee,
he blew out his knee. He blew out his knee in the final.
And it did work out for him. You know, Buffalo stuck with him and all that.
What a rare chance. Usually at the career-ending injury.
Look what happened to Sapp. Sapp dropped just because of marijuana. You know, he shouldn't have come to the Bucs. He should have been drafted much sooner. But because of that, but if you're injured, that's even worse, to be honest. So Florida State's going to have some players not play. Georgia's going to have some players that aren't going to play. It's going to be a closer game, and then people are going to say, see, FSU.
Right.
And here's who FSU should be pissed at. Do you know who they should be pissed at?
No.
TCU. Because TCU got in the four last year and got blown out.
Blown out.
Because they're not a legitimate top four. Because
they're not
not one of the top four teams in the country.
13-0 is your record, but who'd you play to get your 13-0? There's levels to this.
Who did Florida State play?
I don't know.
Who did Georgia play? Did Bama play?
Sister of the poor.
You know, there's two or three really good teams, like in the SEC, and everybody else is mediocre.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. Get over it. Michigan will probably beat Bama. Washington will probably beat Texas. And you still have one versus two.
Yeah.
So I do love the passion that everybody has. And it's so passionate about it that we spent 15 minutes on Knockout Radio talking about NCAA football. UCF is playing in the Gasparilla Bowl.
Yeah. That's nice. Who are they playing?
Georgia Tech.
Okay.
And then the Recline, what is it?
ReliaQuest.
Bowl is LSU. Wisconsin and LSU.
Yeah, that's a big game.
It is.
Mike Clayton will be on the sidelines.
Jerry Wunsch may be there.
Can we put Mike Clayton back in? Can we bring him back for eligibility?
I don't know if he can run now. Can he run?
Sure.
You think?
He can run.
No. He doesn't have bad knees?
He's been battle tested.
We do have bad scheduling, so it is a quarter after. So let's hit that quarter after break. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility here in Pinellas County, 727-954-3605. You need AC work? This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Song, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and by Bucked Up.
This is Jimmy Kimmel from blank. Am I supposed to say from blank? No. And you're talking sports. Your is supposed to be spelled YOU'RE with an illiterate man, Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
What's up, Tampa, Florida? What's up, Clearwater, Florida? This is Scott Yeager of the Challenge Mania podcast. And if you're a fan of MTV's The Challenge, just like me, or CBS's Big Brother, we have an awesome event for you on Saturday, January 27th, to get you ready for WWE's Royal Rumble later that night. Myself and the godfather of MTV, Mark Long, are hosting a Royal Rager party at Mugs in Clearwater from 1 to 4 p.m. right by Tropicana Stadium where the Royal Rumble is taking place. We'll be joined by Alyssa Snyder, Alyssa Lopez, Hunter Barfield, Paulie Calafiore, Sam McGinn, the Nolan Twins, and more cast members from reality TV. Come and hang out with us. Come and hang out with the Challenge Mania gang. Meet the cast members. Party like it's MTV Spring Break. It all goes down from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, January 27th at Mugs in Clearwater. Trust us, you'll have more than enough time to make it over to the stadium for the Royal Rumble, because that's where we're going to. Tickets are available now at challengemania.com. Live.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Nothing. Cal Ripken Jr., nothing.
Who's Cal Ripken Jr.?
Who's Cal Ripken Jr.?
What did he do?
Yeah, just did the liner, Cal Ripken Jr.
Oh, really? Well, did they call him the Iron Man?
Yes.
Before Robert Downey Jr.? Iron Man.
Yes. Nice. Does he have that little thing in the middle of his chest, too?
He might have. I mean, he never missed a game.
There's an alleged story.
Really?
There is an alleged story.
About Junior? What did he do?
Just an alleged story that there was an issue at the stadium one night.
Okay.
That they had a power outage.
Why? Because
I don't know
if he couldn't play, so they shut the power off?
I don't know if it's true or not.
Really?
I've never researched it. It's just I've heard the story.
Really?
Yeah.
So he couldn't make it or he couldn't play.
Alleged. I don't know nothing about it.
Keep
I didn't start
alive.
It. I didn't.
Baseball breaks all the rules. I mean, of all the sports, there's more cheating in baseball.
Well, no, there's
in
cheating.
In my opinion.
There's cheating in everything. But all of these sports make rules and make records for everything. Joe Blow has more left-handed hits when a pitcher throws between his forehead while picking his nose, throwing underhand.
Mm.
What? They just continue. But no, I mean, baseball's where stealing signs is legal, where in NCAA football it's not.
Well, speaking of records, the Babe Ruth 1914 minor league card sells for a record. Guess how much? At auction.
$3.6 million.
Double that.
Really?
$7.2 million for a baseball card. At auction. I buy auctions all the time. I can't wait for me to find some treasure like that in a box and just retire from everything except Knockout Radio.
How do they leave those things in when they search it before they put it up for auction?
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
By a definition, they're not allowed to go inside the unit, not allowed to take, they can only take photographs and stay outside of the threshold of the doorway.
These are the workers.
But then Steve will send me pictures of a guy standing behind a bike inside the unit or a reflection from a mirror and see some guy looking through a box.
Well, now they don't even have you, like on the TV show, you go to it. You guys are doing it all online.
Yeah, I bought an auction yesterday and I didn't even place the bid. I just sent it to Steve and he won the auction.
No, he didn't. Hold on a second. Steve bought another auction. Even though he swore he was done?
Well, because I'm still suspended officially. So I called Steve. I'm like, hey, bid on this unit. And we won. We picked it up today. It's in the truck.
What's in it?
Fitness equipment.
I have a possession
with fitness equipment.
Yeah, well, your biggest problem, both of you two knuckleheads, is you. Yeah, he keeps saying no. I guarantee you. I will bet you.
Okay.
In the next 14 days.
Okay.
What is today? Wednesday?
The
7. In the next 9 days,
okay,
Steve will buy another auction, another storage unit.
For sure. He loves it.
No, I'm willing to bet you.
Well,
by next Friday.
What are you bidding on?
I'm not bidding on anything.
What'd you find?
Nothing.
Come on, I went in on it. Come on. He's addicted.
Like, he is.
He's like, I was like, oh, you got me addicted to this life. But it's a good life.
I guess, as long as you're okay with a whole bunch of crap in your living room.
I mean, you know, my wife is, Joey, I don't know what I'm going to do with this stuff tonight, by the way, Steve. Can I use your but no, it's great. I love it. And you just hope for that one treasure. We thought we had a treasure today. It turns out it was a comment box. So maybe we could use that for the show.
That would be funny.
People could leave comments on how the show went.
Here's the problem with you two goofballs. So by the time you find a treasure, you're going to be so many tens of thousands of dollars behind the eight ball that you won't even break even.
No. I mean, here's the thing. The biggest retailers in the world.
How much gas does Steve spend driving to the other coast to make his monthly payment on the storage unit that he bought?
Okay. So that's a strategy he adopted that I didn't endorse. Okay.
So talk about a strategy.
Well, I never. So when I buy a unit, they give you a timeline. You have 72 hours or 48 hours to liquidate, to get everything out, to get your $100 deposit back.
And if you don't do it, you lose the deposit and you get suspended.
Right. And I got suspended for 30 days for apparently cherry picking, a place down in Newport or Northport. Steve buys a unit, wins the auction. Then he goes there. He takes the stuff out that he wants to use right away. And then he leases the spot and just keeps all the other people's stuff that in a unit. he's got storage units all over the state. He's like a franchise. If you need to store something on the East Coast, call me. I got a guy. He's got space.
So when when do these units that Steve won legally in auction and is now paying the monthly fee? When does he get to have it auctioned out from under him?
When he doesn't pay the bill and they auction off all the junk that he doesn't want. It's a good strategy. Just walk away.
Yeah.
But Steve has integrity. See, Steve's not me. So I'm a cherry picker, right? So
it's better than a nose picker.
Well, yeah. They say I'm a cherry picker. I went and got the good stuff, left the trash, didn't clean out, do my obligation. Steve has integrity. I mean, he brings a broom. He, like, sweeps the thing out. He fixes the garage door if it's broken. I mean, he's a great business partner because he has integrity. So we're going to find a good unit for you, Randy. One of these days, get something really good for you, buddy.
Nope, not interested.
Find you something from your childhood, you know, like an old musket, you know, something like Well, time to go to war.
Please don't use the word war.
I will show you a picture. I took a picture of the word
Mike
war.
Mike Perry and I discussed the word war, and he agreed.
I was at war the other day.
And just so everyone knows, we had Helen Ficalora on.
Yes, we did.
From Helen Ficalora Signature Designs. Go to her website at helenficalora.com. And we have selected what we, meaning Mike Perry, has selected what necklace is being sent.
Oh, we already did.
To his wife,
Latori. Yeah.
Latori?
Latori, yep.
Latori is getting the mama necklace.
Nice. Yes. Congratulations, Latori. She deserves it. I mean, because that's got to be an emotional thing to go through, to watch your husband in a combat fight, you know, where you're helpless. You're in the corner. You want to be in there. You want to protect them. Make sure you're safe.
Do you?
You got your kids there.
Do you?
Yeah, but the emotional, and then the just the excitement of when he won and the fight was called, because it was kind of a weird scenario where the round ended, second round ends, they both went back to their corners. Mike was getting pieced up. I mean, Eddie was on target. I mean, Mike was just taking shots, and Mike was losing the fight in everybody's opinion. Up to that point, like we all thought Eddie was winning the fight. And then when they went back to the corner, the other corner threw in the towel, like the coaches, you know, waved it off. And nobody knew why. We didn't know what it was. They thought Eddie broke his hand. And then we found out that he broke his orbital bone in two places. Mike had, and so in between the rounds, the doctors looked at it, and the fight was thrown. It was called off.
Were the doctors late to the stool?
I don't think they were late. But we did see, I mean, I did see a ref do like a WWE thing where they wanted to fight to keep going. So he like turned around, like, you get back to your corner, six. Like it gave the fighter extra time to like get back to his feet.
Technically, you don't count
until
the person goes. And then if the person doesn't go, you don't start until he goes to the neutral corner.
Sure.
So
there were, so there was like some of that antics going on, but then, nobody really knew what happened. And then it was a surprise to even Mike. If you watched the replay, Mike didn't know the fight was over until the fans, like nobody really knew. So it was kind of a little crazy, but the energy and the hype was crazy.
What about the other fights?
They're good. I mean, Christina Ferrara put on a clinic. Wow. I mean, against a veteran and Beck Rollins.
I give her big ups on who the challenge is.
Cyborg. She's calling out Cyborg.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Well, right? I don't know about terrifying, because once you get knocked out, when Amanda knocked her out,
not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Because it was possible. Anything is real.
Right. Until you're knocked out, it's not possible.
And then
once it is, it is.
And then Mick Terrell, first UK champion, heavyweight champ. And
I hate to give you any credit whatsoever, but you called it.
I did. And the only thing I didn't have the courage to say to Mick was, hey, thanks for giving me COVID back in 21. But if you remember,
I would have respected you if you would have.
He tested positive for COVID. He, couldn't fight, couldn't get into the US. So he went to Mexico. And then came across the border to fight in Tampa. And
half of the arena got sick.
all of us ringside.
Yeah, my daughter got it.
Got COVID. So, but he stayed with it. And here he is, the champ. Really humble dude. Gracious guy. Spent the time at breakfast with my daughters.
Yeah, he's definitely gracious. He didn't want to keep COVID to himself.
Yeah, he gave it up.
He wanted to spread
super,
the cheer.
Super spreader.
Yeah.
Great guy.
How about Kai?
Kai shocked everyone. I don't think anybody thought Kai Stewart was going to retain the belt. They thought Howard Davis was a better fighter, a better athlete, a better conditioned athlete. And Kai went the distance and won a convincing fight, a unanimous decision, rightfully so. It's great. I mean, a great fight. The after party was great. Now, the only thing about Utah is, so I went to war in Utah, just so you know. There was I was at the war, and then, I did this for Steve. Apparently it's...
Yeah, it's something that says warehouse.
Oh, warehouse. Dang it. I thought that's where the war was.
Yeah.
But you can't have a warehouse without war. So I didn't realize you can't buy liquor in Utah. You have to go to like a state-owned liquor store. And so they have really weird laws. Like, you can't go to restaurants that are with alcohol. Kids aren't allowed. They are very strange. Like, you can have something like they told me.
I wouldn't consider it strange. I would consider it family values.
I guess so. I mean, so we're in the state-owned liquor store. I'm with my boss, Tommy. And Tommy, being from New York, old school New York guy, with Ray Donovan, with the actor from TV. And Tommy, just being Tommy, just pops a drink and starts drinking it in the middle of this liquor store. And it created a commotion. I thought we were in trouble. I thought we were going to get in real trouble. And they're like, you can't do that here. Like, where are you from? And he was like, New York. And they're like, this is Utah. You can't do that stuff. So,
but Utah's where Sister Wives started. The dude with five wives.
Yeah, you can have multiple wives. You can't have multiple drinks.
You can have multiple drinks.
Yeah, I know. You can have more wives. But it was weird. It was, I guess you can have, like, there's a weird law where you can have a beer and a shot or a liquor drink, but you can't have two liquor drinks at the same time. So you can't have, like, a margarita and a shot of tequila at the same time. You would have to have a shot of tequila and a beer, or a beer and a margarita.
What state is it to? It's illegal to walk backwards on the sidewalk.
I don't know.
Just as stupid. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone. Eight men's fucked up drink.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Morrow, quarterback of the Colts and the Miami Dolphins during the championship years, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Duper from the Miami Dolphins. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Producer to become a hairdresser.
Well, now he's got a gun right in the back of my head.
What's he doing?
Just guy, just starting a fire in our studio.
I have a gift coming. I do have a friend that's sending me a gift. You two are useless.
Okay.
So I was talking to a friend of mine who was going to send me a game-used jersey.
Okay.
Okay. And it fell through.
Okay.
Doesn't matter who it is. He was a mentor to somebody who's a pretty big wig in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
And so I was like, hey, what's going on? He said, I can get you. And he listed a couple names.
Okay.
Two Hall of Famers.
Okay.
Two other local Tampa Bay products. He goes, and I don't remember if he said it or if I said, oh, it's a shame that I didn't ask you why you were playing. And the player goes, well, I still have some Marlins in Devil Ray jerseys.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't want these Hall of Famers. One's a local guy from Tampa, Hall of Fame, one of the greatest hitters of all time. I'm like, dude, if you have a Devil Rays jersey, or even a Rays, but I think he played for the Devil Rays.
Okay.
I'd rather have that.
All right.
So for the studio wall, I am getting a game-used Tony Saunders autographed jersey.
Oh, nice. How cool is that? That's your boy.
That's my guy.
That's your guy.
And just to show you loyalty, I turned down the Wade Boggs jersey for the Tony Saunders jersey.
Okay. I like it. Can you give me the Boggs jersey? I have no loyalty. I'll take the Boggs Dodgers jersey.
I have a loyalty to the Hall of Fame. No, I have a loyalty to Tony Saunders. We just selected, Mike Perry did, the necklace and charm that's going to go.
That's amazing. To his wife, so that's awesome. Cool.
We have a 3D art, kind of like dragon, that we'll send for his 3-year-old. So, yeah, hooking up the whole family.
Didn't Boggs have a reputation of being a big drinker, heavy drinker?
Wade Boggs was a great hitter. Fantastic hitter.
Okay.
Guy could hit anywhere all over the outfield.
I wonder if he knew these weird Utah laws for alcohol. Did you know that you have to order food when you purchase liquor?
In a bar or in general?
And I think it's in general.
So if you go into a liquor store?
Yeah, it says, look for the sign. It says, why are there signs that say this is a bar? Because no one under 21 is allowed. So kids can't go into a restaurant. If that sign says this is a bar, kids are not allowed.
But multiple wives are okay.
Multiple wives are okay.
Okay.
Here's
just want to make sure priorities
are set. Here's where it gets wicked. In Utah, cocktails can contain no more than 1.5 ounces of primary liquor. However, bartenders can add secondary alcohol to flavor, liqueurs, and cocktails as long as the beverage doesn't exceed the total of 2.5 ounces of spirits. A glass of wine in a restaurant or bar equals 5 ounces. And if you want a draft, it will be no more than 5% alcohol volume, same as what's in the grocery stores. You can get a beer that has a higher alcohol content, but it must be served in the original sealed container.
And it may not be drank by someone other than you.
You won't find many liquor bottles. Small bottles less than 200 millimeters are prohibited. So mini bottles are not allowed. Airlines can sell mini bottles on flights, and hotels can sell them as room service only. It's okay to bootleg one case of liquor. This is just like
bootleg.
Bootleg. Shipping wine to your home is a felony. Utah customers have never been able to join the popular Wine of the Month clubs because the state is one of the few that prohibits direct-to-consumer alcohol sales to home or offices. That's a wild one. Home brewing is a legal hobby, though.
But multiple wives is okay.
There's a drawing to buy unicorn liquors.
I don't know what that is.
A DABC holds occasional drawings to distribute high-demand liquor products, such as Pappy Van Winkle or Old Foster bourbons. These unicorn products often have high price tags in other states, but with Utah's mandated 88% markup, customers here are able to nab bottles at bargain prices.
I don't care.
88% liquor like tax.
I don't care.
Utah.
I don't live in Utah.
I know, but like,
and I don't drink.
But if you go to Utah as a vacation, those things are effective. If you go to go skiing in Park City, right, and go up in where the 2002 Olympics were, there's actually a pretty cool thing I recorded for you, Randy. I was walking into a restaurant.
I don't care.
It was Coca-Cola sponsored the radio broadcast of the 2002 Olympic Games from Park City, Utah. And you're a big Coke guy. You're a radio guy.
Yeah.
You're really into Coke.
Yeah.
So
did you bring the banner back that said proudly sponsoring this program?
No, but I took a video of it so you can see it.
Again, I'm going to put that in the same box as somebody else's green belt or blue belt.
Have you seen that comedian? I think his name is Nate Bargatze. He does all the stand-up. I think it was him who said his wife told him about all these like things that she almost got him for Christmas. Yeah. Like, oh, and he was like, man, I almost had a lot of really cool stuff. So that's how I feel about our relationship, Randy. Like, I almost got you a gift from Park City, but.
And you didn't go to where I told you to go.
I didn't go to the waterfall. But
Wedding Vale.
We didn't have that much time.
I would have gone. I'm telling
you. I was on the Amazing Race myself. I mean, we rented a car in Denver, drove to Salt Lake City, did the fights, then drove back to Denver in 4 days. Round trip, 4 days.
So?
I spent like 20 hours in a car. In 4 days.
So?
It was a long day. I didn't have time to go to Wedding Vale.
I'm telling you, you missed out. If I go anywhere near Salt Lake, I will go back there.
Well, I think, obviously, the commission in Utah is open to bare knuckle now.
They must be, since they just had an event.
So, and with the sold out 8,000 seat crowd, and the energy and the excitement, I definitely think the BKSC will be back for sure. So next time we go, we can go to Wedding and Vale.
I don't know about this wee stuff, but when we return, we will talk about where Steve and I are off to.
Yeah, you guys are
speaking
always,
of Amazing Race.
Can I go?
You were not invited.
That hurts.
Well, but at least I don't, string you along.
But I'm unemployed. I can go. I used to have pizza responsibilities and like obligations, and I'd have to pick up people's slack. And now I can just be free.
Well, we're headed to Vegas. We're headed to Boston. We'll talk about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, and 8-Man Strong.
What's Garage?
This is Brooks Robinson, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Debbie Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm just listening to the song. I love this. I need to listen to the second special. I'm sure the studio will tell me. I think it's 38 special. I could be wrong. 38 special. I know my rock. I know my role. I know my role on this radio show. That's for sure.
Yeah. What do you do on it? Like, what do you really do?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah. It's nice to be the king.
Well, there's
all the adjusters and, organizers. I mean, Steve's setting up the studio real nice.
It'll be ready by 5.
By the time we leave. Hopefully, it was done by the time we leave so we can see it.
I don't even know what he's doing up here.
Yeah, well, he brought a steamer to, like, iron our curtains.
Well, I thought it was to do your hair.
No. My hair. I'm trying to grow my hair out like Steve. It's apparently like a badge of honor. The longer the hair, the braver the warrior.
The longer the hair, the better guest you bring on Radio Row.
It's true.
Who are you promising, if we're on Radio Row next year?
Oh, yeah.
We've put in for the credentials. Steve has made a couple promises, and to be honest, he has come through.
Lee Steinberger?
First of all, his name is Lee Steinberg.
Okay.
And I'm the one that got him there.
Well, I'm doing an event with him in Ocala. No, I think it's Gainesville. I just got offered to do, I got to be the host for the Steve Spurrier event. So it's at a high school in Gainesville. It's owned by Florida University, University of Florida. So, but I'll be the presenter and I'm the host. And then Spurrier will be there. And I guess Lee's the sponsor of it. So
what does that have to do with who are you going to get there?
I'll just ask Lee to send me a guest.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I'll bring Dana White.
Yeah, you won't even talk when Dana White.
No, I will, because we're going to talk about health.
No, we're not.
We're going to talk about Gary Bracca, and we're going to talk about 10X Health. We're going to talk about red light therapy.
Fortunately, he'll be there before you get out there.
I'm coming on Sunday, baby.
On Sunday?
I'm flying out early. I'm coming. I'm not going to miss the early stuff. You guys get all the best guests on Mondays.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, Dana's always there on Monday.
I think it was Tuesday, but whatever.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dana and I are going to talk about health and fitness and UFC stuff.
I'm going to send you on an errand when it's time for Dana.
You see, he did a podcast with Theo Vaughn. And during that podcast, they discovered that Peloton was called up and asked Theo to pull a segment because they didn't like the content and they were a sponsor.
Who's Theo?
Theo Vaughn's a comedian.
Okay.
And Dana said, what? He's like, they did what to you? They tried to strong arm you? He's like, watch this. I'm going to take all the Pelotons out of the UFC Performance Institute. And he ripped them out, put in a different brand to show his loyalty to Theo. Because he didn't like the way that the sponsors were bullying, you know, the show. Saying, no, if you don't do this or can't do that and you can't do this. He said, that's not how I roll. You know, Dana. And so Dana pulled them all out of the Performance Institute, took all the Pelotons, got rid of them all.
What did he do with them?
Probably threw them away, destroyed them, or had slams hammered to them. But it's power, because they're talking about the light thing and the controversy about behind it, how Dana was like, look, this company employs 70,000 people across the world. They support veterans. They support the first responders. They, you know, when there's crisis, they produce water and ship it out to humanitarian aid and efforts. And you're going to boycott them because of a can that has a rainbow on it? So Dana's like, nobody bullies me. Nobody tells me what to do with the company. And then Theo shared his story about how Peloton bullied him. And he's like, really? He's like, we have that in the Performance Institute. We have that product. And he's like, you know, after the show, I'm going to rip them out. And then they showed a video clip of him ripping them out. Followed through on his word.
Good.
Just like Randy Harris. When Randy Harris says something and the UFC, you know, and you promise to send gifts and things, that they happen.
They do happen.
And follow through on your word.
You know, it's important because once your word isn't good,
yeah,
you know, it's no longer good.
It's true.
You know, and my word is pretty good.
Is there anything you've ever canceled or like stopped a relationship for because of they try to tell you what to do with the show or you had to pick a side? Is there anything you can think of in your career that you stood firm on a line?
Well, yeah. When the whole world went crazy, this moron that used to work for the UFC, I don't even remember his name. He's still on my book of face. But, you know, he was calling me out and making fun. And I'm going to call all your sponsors. Like, please do that. He goes, well, send me a list of your sponsors. I said, just listen to the show and write them down.
Nah.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to do your work for you. And I said, but please, yeah, call my sponsors. You know, start with Staff Zone.
Right.
Start with them.
Call Tour de Pizza.
Yeah.
Talk to that guy.
Call Tour de Pizza. If you can get any of them to cancel, then I may return your call. You know, it's funny because I talked to the person at the post office today, and I said how everybody hates me because I don't care. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you drink. I don't care what you do in your room. As long as it's not against the law. I don't care what you do. It's none of my business. I don't care.
But in today's world, where sponsorships control, you know, the funding, you know, your image as a company or a stance you take politically affects everything.
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes it does. Can,
like with this Puff Daddy situation, what? Right? You know, P. Diddy, or Sean Combs.
Yeah, I know who right? he is. I don't know what you're talking about.
So he went through, he's facing sexual allegations, abuse allegations, things are coming out that are going to tarnish his legacy, that are going to take away maybe his freedom and his empire. You know, and so 50 Cent, who's a troll, who's always online trolling people, he put, hey, 50, sell me that company on the low, you know, for low money, because we know that Cadillac and AT&T are going to pull out. So I'll buy it from you. I'm serious. Call my phone. We can be friends. So, you know, but that's the reality. So everybody's saying that 50 is brilliant because he's bringing awareness to who the sponsors are of Puff Daddy, and all these allegations are circling, and those big companies don't want anything to do with the negativity. So when they drop out and they pull out, that company that he sits on the board of is going to be worthless. So he can buy it for pennies on the dollar.
Again, if it's
savage,
if it's illegal, that's one thing. If it's not,
it's all fair, love and war. Your favorite word.
It's not. There is no love when it comes to war.
So
just saying,
that's it. But sponsorships are important.
No, they're very important.
And when you're sponsored and you get bullied by somebody or you're told what to say or what to do or how to respond, like, you know.
Luckily, this network is doing well enough, and it's not fantastic, but well enough that I don't need to answer to anybody. I'm going to say what I believe. I've always said this. I'll say what I believe. It doesn't mean it's right, but I believe it's right. You know, I'm not pulling out of left field my belief that I thought Bama was a better team than Florida State. It may not be right. You can't prove it either way. But I'm going to stick with what I say. Nobody can tell me what to say.
Or have you?
I can be told what not to say. You know, the words that you can't say and whatever. But nobody can tell me to say anything, sponsor anybody, talk about good or bad if I don't believe.
Have you ever got that phone call after a show from the owners, the station, and say, hey, what you did, this happened, or we got an email about this or a phone call about that?
Oh, yeah. You know, if you don't get calls, emails that you've pissed somebody off, you haven't done your job.
That's true.
Right?
That's right. Right.
You know, I told you, I got it. Somebody wanted to come on the show with Mike Perry.
Yeah.
Dave Mundell.
Yeah.
The only time Dave Mundell has talked to me is when I have Mike Perry on.
Yeah.
So Dave Mundell posted, and then I started to troll his stuff to let everybody know that Mike Perry would be on today.
Yeah.
When he saw it, he's like, let me on with him. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. I wouldn't do it for numerous reasons. A, I don't do that. I don't want that
that's
competition.
That's not your show.
You know, it's a gimmick. It's, you know, to get links and hits and whatever.
Right.
That's not me. But I wouldn't do it anyway because, you know, and Masvidal said this before he fought for the
BMF title.
BMF
fight. Right.
If you didn't talk to me before, don't talk to me now.
Sure.
And I'm not going to put somebody on who I haven't talked to.
Right.
To confront someone who has talked to me over the past 15 years.
Sure.
You know, I don't mind putting Dave Mundell on. I'm not saying that. But I'm not going to put him on to confront somebody else. And I can.
We're not a confronting show. I mean, our interviews are one-on-one. It's who they are as a person.
What are they going to do? They're going to yell at each other?
Right. Take the fight. That's not my job to set the fight up.
Mike Perry said.
Call Dave Feldman. He said, why are you calling me?
Right.
Exactly. Like, I'm not setting the fights up. Do you set your own fight up? And I told Dave that at the fights. I said, Dave, you got to be more vocal. I mean, you're a nice guy. He's quiet. He doesn't call people out. I mean, if you don't make waves in the combat sport world, if you're not Patty Pimblett and you're not Conor McGregor and you're not Mike Perry, you know, where you're getting attention because you're, you know.
But what Mike Perry said, and you can listen to it when it's replayed. Steve will have it up on social media later. You know, it's now he's selling the fights. So if he's going to pick and choose, then let him pick and choose.
Yeah.
This guy has been blah, 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 blah. If he doesn't want to, and, you know, fans are short for fanatics.
Sure.
So these lunatics, well, Mike Perry's scared of Dave Mundell. I'm pretty sure Mike Perry's not scared of anything.
I told that to Lorenzo Hunt. So Lorenzo, I was in a little meeting with Feldman and Lorenzo. And Lorenzo was like, hey, after the fight's over, can I go up and challenge for the heavyweight belt? And Feldman's kind of like, yeah, it's fine. Just, you know, make sure it's whatever. And so I was like, Lorenzo, I was like, listen, that's Saudi Arabia over here. These people are from Saudi Arabia. They were sent there by the prince to watch the fights to see if it's investable. And I said, don't do anything crazy. They're like, none of that crazy old Lorenzo stuff. If you're going to do it, look up on social media, find out things that are important to the Saudi Arabian culture and use that into your call out. I was like, do something to get them to show that you have respect for the Saudi Arabian culture so that you have a fan base over there so they want to invest in not only BKFC but in you. So that was my advice. And then I don't think it happened. I don't think the call out happened. I was on the other side of the arena, but, so yeah, you got to start thinking about the things you say, your trash talking, you know, is it going to hold you back from potential sponsorships or opportunities in the future?
And can it come back to bite you in the butt 2 years down the road?
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what I've told, you know, the cast of clowns involved in the show. You know, be careful what you do, how you act, how you say, what you say. May not matter today, but all of a sudden, you met Donald Trump in the ring at Affliction. Now, all of a sudden, he's the president.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Oh, by the way, I met Donald Trump in the ring at Affliction, and then he became president.
For sure.
You know, I met Mike Perry at a freak meeting at a hotel in Nashville, and now he's the king of violence in the face of bare-knuckle boxing.
Yeah.
You know, good things. All right. 2 hours down, 1 hour of shenanigans left. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, brought to you by Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, 8-Man Strong, and Staff Zone. And if you haven't seen the new 8-Man Strong shirt, phenomenal!
Oh, I take it extra large.
We'll be...
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.